Mood Gym with Don Brown. This is a broadcast, a podcast that you can find on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Pool, Spotify, Anchor.fm, and RSS feeds. And we talk a little bit about how to change your life, how to change your mood, and all the things I've found in the last 50 years or so that have been helpful to me. They may be helpful to you, maybe not. But you can give them a try or not, just depending on where you are at this moment. And that's probably one of the main things I think about, is trying to be where I am at the moment, not looking back into the past and trying to figure out where it went wrong or where it went right necessarily. But at least you can reflect on the past, but you just don't get hung up on it. And similarly, you don't look into the future trying to figure out, well, what's going to happen down the road? What if I do this? What if I do that? But basically, just trying to stay in the present, where you are now. And talking a little bit about where I am now and where you are, you can look back at some of the things in your past and see if there's any relevance, but you don't want to dwell on them too much, I find. You just want to kind of reflect on what happened in your past and how that might have some bearing on your present. In my case, I've gone through 50 years or so of adulthood, and looking back, some of my experiences that I can remember well is when I was studying to be a pilot some 40 years ago down in Miami. And we were taught from the very beginning to follow certain steps in order to gain that proficiency. And among the steps was being able to listen and being able to pay attention and trying to be doing things safely at all times. One of the first things I learned as I was trying to figure out how to fly a 1,000-pound Cessna 150 training aircraft was that you first had to be physically fit and actually mentally fit as well, as it turned out. One of the first things you do as you're learning to be a pilot is you're sent to the what they call the designated FAA medical examiner, which is basically a doctor who has credentials to be able to certify pilots as to their fitness in being a pilot. So you go down to your local doctor guy, and mine was in the South Miami at the time, and he has you, first of all, fill out a official FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, form to get your medical certificate. And it's your typical official government form. And so you fill out your name and address and ask you some questions about your medical history. Are you on any medicines? Have you had any particular type of illnesses in the past and so forth? Ask for your height and weight. And so I filled in everything, put in my weight at 6'1", and then handed it into the doctor. And he looks over the form and sees if you have any particular medical history that might be a problem for being a pilot. And he also will test, unknown to me at the time, he tests for your hearing and your eyesight and your mental capabilities, and as well as your ability to follow directions. So one of the first questions he asked me, he says, how tall are you? And I said, well, I'm 6'1". And he says, well, it says here, how many inches tall are you? So that was my first little mistake, is you normally automatically think of your height in feet and inches, but the government wanted to know your feet or your height in inches, which would not be 6'1", it would be 73 inches. So that was my first mistake, not comprehending instructions well enough. And also, presumably, it was trying to get you to think out of the box. It was trying to get you to not only realize the question was not in feet, but in inches, which is kind of out of the box, is you don't normally think that way. And as a pilot, and as you're going through life, you kind of have to think being out of the box. So your answers to questions might not be what you typically would answer. The question might not be the typical question you're thinking of. So that was a good lesson from some 40 years ago, is to be in the present and don't necessarily expect what you think you're going to expect, and be able to think out of the box and pay attention to what is really being asked of you and behave or answer appropriately. So my lesson learned 40 years ago is the ability to pay attention, listen, respond appropriately, and adjust to changing conditions. And that's just some of the beginning skills to successfully navigate both an airplane and one's life, as it turns out. So that was my lesson from 40 years ago. And we'll get into some more lessons of life as we continue on with our podcast of Mood Gym. And like I say, try to play, or just, you can search for my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and your favorite podcast method. And also, you can also use your smart speaker on my Google Home mini speaker. I found I can just do the command to open up your Google speaker. I don't want to do it right now because my Google speaker is sitting right next to me and it would open it up. But the command to find this podcast is just say, play Mood Gym. And it'll find the Mood Gym podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. You have to actually add podcast on the Google speaker anyway. So you would say, play Mood Gym podcast. And it'll find it and play it right on your speaker, which is sometimes a lot easier than going to your computer, your phone, and trying to search through your applications. So anyway, that's my favorite way of doing a podcast. Just to go to your smart speaker and say, play Mood Gym podcast. All right, we'll see you around the next time. Thank you for listening. And if you can make some comments on Apple Podcasts, that'd be helpful. And we'll see you the next time.